for me, the more interesting aspect of this Roe v. Wade reaction is the intolerance of so many in a country that would argue the opposite. See, we love free speech, don't we? Don't we love free speech? We love freedom of thought. We love our rights, all of our rights, until, of course, it affects us or affronts us, apparently. Then we go nuts. I get a lot of reaction over the last couple of days to the Simon O'Connor post on Roe v. Wade. National, they say, this is a common, National has just lost half their votes, was a theme. The attacks on Chris Luxon, they were another interesting thing. Such an extreme reaction to something that has literally no impact in this country whatsoever. We took the actions, think about it. We took the actions of the court of another country and somehow transferred them to our place and started hypothesising as to what would happen if something similar were to be unfold here, even though it wasn't going to. People like Lord stood on a stage at Glastonbury and said, if the Supreme Court is, if effing the Supreme Court is an achievable thing. I mean, at least Billy Joe Armstrong of Green Day in renouncing his American citizenship is in fact an American and therefore is a great deal more closely tied to the United States Supreme Court than we are. Simon O'Connor's view is not my view, but I like the fact he's allowed to have it. I'm not at all convinced that Luxon making him take down that post did himself or indeed the party any service at all. On a conscience issue, why are you closing down a conscience? Because it doesn't align with your party's policy. Is that what it is? Do all the MPs have to line up lockstep, do they, on everything their party says? And if they do, how out of whack with the real world is that? But Luxon, who is pro-life, and more than welcome to be, then gets second-guessed by Grant Robertson, who for purely political purposes, once again seemingly suggesting you can't have a separate personal view to a party policy. Really? If the Nats aren't changing abortion law, if no one is changing abortion law, one, why don't we believe people who say it? And two, what a waste of an exercise arguing about something that isn't happening. As for losing half votes, that's the sort of emotive tosh far too many intolerants rely on to bully people. Historically, single issues don't swing votes at all, so threatening it is pointless. If anything has been learned out of these last 3 or 4 days of overreaction, is that we are basically ideological frauds. Big supporters of free speech, unless that free speech doesn't suit us.